idealist, patriot, activist. Maybe not quite how you would expect a far-right, white supremacist, Nazi sympathiser to be introduced on national TV, but those were the words used to introduce Blair Cottrell on Sky News just last night. It's only a few months after a similar introduction on Channel 7. In fairness, he's also been interviewed by Triple J's Hack. Blair Cottrell gets around. In response to this latest incident, a number of Sky's own journalists have been critical of their network. Now, other commentators have voiced their concern. One has even decided to terminate his relationship with Sky. That man is former Labor minister, now former Sky News commentator Craig Emerson. Craig, welcome.
Thanks very much.
Is this a bit of virtue signalling on your part?
It's to protest, really, the platform that Sky gave to a neo-Nazi, an avowed neo-Nazi who had recommended that schools all have photos of Adolf Hitler in every classroom, that every student be given a copy of Mein Kampf. He's advocated violence against women. He's anti-Semitic and avowedly so. So he's not just your regular guy, you know, who's trying to help out the local community. As was actually described on Channel 7 in Melbourne earlier in the year, where he's even described as, you know, maybe thinking of forming a local neighbourhood watch group. How lovely.
But those people are out there. Those people have, you know, political support, perhaps increasingly so. Isn't the best thing we can do to tackle them, to challenge their ideas in a public forum?
Well, they can find their own forums, but I'm not going to be part of it. And if Sky and Channel 7 thinks it's in the national interest to have people like that expressing their views, well, it is a democracy. There's nothing illegal about it. But the standard that you walk past is the standard you accept, and I was not willing to walk past this standard, which is a very low one.
Where do you draw the line, Craig Emerson? I mean, Sky is all over Lauren Southern. It loves Milo Yiannopoulos. I mean, where do what's the line of outrage that you won't cross?
Nazism is a pretty fair line that I will not cross. My father was a combatant in the Second World War. He was captured by the Germans, spent the rest of his time in the Second World War in a German POW camp, was shocked by the way they treated Jews and some of the other prisoners. And I think my father, well, I know, you know, he died some time ago, would be horrified to think that I was in any way associated with a television program that allowed neo-Nazis to come along and not, well, basically to pass themselves off as just regular people when they are anything but. And so it's a matter of principle for me, and it's personal for me.
And yet we're living at a time in politics where I think increasingly we could say that people are using race, people are using divisions around race as a political and a media tool.
There's votes in racism, and that's what the conservative side of politics is really acknowledging. Take, for example, the intervention, really, of federal coalition ministers, including the Prime Minister, into the issue of young Sudanese gangs in Melbourne. Mm. Now, they are responsible for 1% of the crime. This is that what's really occupying the minds of the Prime Minister and Peter Dutton and other ministers. They seem far less concerned about the other 99% of the crime, including white men overwhelmingly being responsible for domestic violence. Now, it is no coincidence that there's a state election coming up in November, and coalition ministers from Canberra, not just from Victoria, are piling in on this because they think that that might be able to lever a coalition victory in the state poll. You'll always get people in the community with racist views and wanting to express them. To, in any sense, validate them or legitimise them is the real crime here, in my view. And that's what is going on. We had the former Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott, advocating quite clearly a racially discrimination immigration policy when he said we really shouldn't be taking people from Africa. I think he meant black people from Africa. Now, it was 1988 when John Howard said there was too much Asian immigration. The Prime Minister of the day that time was Bob Hawke. He asked me to accompany him to the chamber where he condemned that completely and recognised the role of Liberal Prime Minister Harold Holt in ending the White Australia policy. That's leadership. That's guts. That's courage. And the public supported Bob Hawke against John Howard on that. And that's what we need, people who are willing to stand up, notwithstanding that, you know, people who sympathise with some of these racist views might not like it. Come on. This is about leadership. It's about decency and integrity. And, you know, I think Australia is a fantastic country. It's tolerant of different cultures and races. But, of course, there's some votes from some quarters in effectively normalising and legitimising racism, and that's what's going on in this country today, and it's very disturbing.
Isn't that what happens on Sky every night of the week? That that race politics are normalised. That the commentator competes with themselves to do that.
I think what you're saying is legitimate, and these things kind of creep up on you. You know, like it happens once. The fact that we had a former Prime Minister advocating a discriminatory immigration policy based on race hardly got noticed. It was hardly mentioned because it has been normalised by appearances of different commentators on Sky and the legitimisation of this. And that's why I thought, well, this is enough. We're not going beyond this line. I'm not going to tolerate what I was already worried about. But when you get to the line, and we were talking about the line is neo-Nazism, and it shall not be crossed as far as I'm concerned.
What do you say to Richard Miles, for example, who has a program on Sky, to Peter Khalil, who has a Sky commentator? Should they follow your lead?
No, they shouldn't. They should make up their own minds. And there are two arguments here. There's one that if you vacate the field such that the only voices on, you know, platforms such as Sky ultra-right, then you're not giving voice to the more moderate people, you know, in my view, the more decent people. So there's plenty of arguments for people like Peter Khalil and Richard Miles to stay on Sky. I accept that, but each of us has to make their own decisions. I'm not making a decision for anyone else but for me, and it is based in part on my father's experience with Nazism in the Second World War.
Is the other part of this, I mean, Cottrell was on the TV talking with a former Chief Minister of the Northern Territory, not with a journalist. This is this trend of putting, you know, prominent public figures into that interrogator's role. Does that sort of let down the process as well?
Of itself, no. But that interview, I saw it not on Sky, but on Blair Cottrell's site, because I went on to his site to see what sort of traffic there was today. And so I watched the 10-minute interview. Adam Giles was effusive. It wasn't a critical interview. He didn't challenge him on anything, and he wished him good luck for the future. I mean, this was a complete endorsement of the views of a neo-Nazi by Adam Giles, as you say, a former Chief Minister of the Northern Territory.
This is
literally beyond the pale. Come on, wake up, Australia. This is what's going on. And that's what I'm saying today through my resignation. We simply cannot just allow this to creep up on us and wake up one day where racism and bigotry and violence are normalised.
Craig Emerson, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Craig Emerson, he's a former Labor frontbencher. He is now a former Sky News commentator. This is a tremendously complex area. I mean, what do you think about this? Shoot us a text. Really, very keen to know your view. 0418 226 576. Is the best response to someone like Blair Cottrell to hold them up to scrutiny, to have the argument with them, to expose their ideas to the public gaze? Or do we walk away from those people? Do we exclude them from the debate? Are some views simply too poisonous to air? 0418 226 576. And beyond that, Sky's apologised. They're not going to invite Blair Cottrell back on their network. Adam Giles, his show, we learned this evening, that's now been placed in recess. So within the network, obviously things are going on.